Flames have made 10 selections at the 2024 NHL Draft, and one of those 10 selections is fifth-round pick Luke Misa of the Mississauga Steelheads, who joins us here on the floor right now. Luke, congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you.
How you feeling?
Really excited. Like, it was such a cool kind of moment to be able to kind of share with my family. And I'm so really excited to join the Flames and just be able to get started.
Who is here with you? Who'd you get to celebrate with immediately?
Well, I have eight of my family, like my brother, my dad, my mom, and then four other family members. So, yeah, it was really cool to share the moment with them, and we're all really excited.
What has draft week been like leading up to the big moment?
Well, yeah, it's been awesome. Just kind of being in Vegas is just really cool city. It's my first time here, so
okay.
Just being able to be in Vegas for a draft, I think it's really cool. So yeah, I've been to the Top Golf. Like, I've been to a few places in Vegas. And yeah, it's just been awesome this whole week.
This place is all right too, hey?
Yeah, no, the Sphere, it's probably one of the coolest spots I think they've had the draft.
Yeah, this has been super neat. So what was the moment like when you hear Luke Misa from the Mississauga Steelheads going to the Calgary Flames? Like, what goes through your head? What's that moment like for you, the person that's most affected?
Well, yeah, I'd say it's just so much excitement. Like, your heart kind of drops, like, you know, you're just kind of dreaming of that moment to kind of hear your name on stage. Kind of just been working towards that all year, and yeah, it was just a lot of excitement. It was nerve-wracking over the past 2 days, but it was it's just awesome to be drafted by such a great organization.
Did you have a feeling or an idea that Calgary might be a team that you could go to?
Well, yeah, I talked to them. I've talked to them a couple of times, once just on a Zoom call, and then I talked to them at the Combine. So, yeah, I definitely knew they were a team that were interested in me, and, yeah, it's awesome to get drafted by them, an honor.
What do you know about the city of Calgary? Do you know much about Western Canada?
Well, yeah, and I went to Calgary when I was a bit younger. I went there for the Stampede.
Okay. Which is coming up in
a
few days.
Yeah, so I went to that. But yeah, I just know it's a really cool city, and really excited to go over there and check it out.
One, and there's a Flames team. It's going through a little bit of a pivot. They're going younger. What do you know about the organization and know about the Flames themselves?
Well, I know that you know, they're a really good and successful team, and I know they have a lot of good players as well, and I'm just really excited to kind of join their organization, go to development camp, and then see how things go.
We are chatting with Luke Misa of the Calgary Flames and Mississauga Steelheads, fifth-round pick of the Flames. Tell us about the season you had in Mississauga. Big year for you offensively, kind of jumped off the charts in a big offensive explosion. Tell us about the year.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it was my third year in the league, and I think each year I've really improved. And going into this year, you know, I was kind of one of our team's go-to guys, and I think that really helped me kind of being able to kind of get used in a lot of different situations. And, you know, I was able to create a lot of offense and end up getting a lot of production there. But I think I was able to improve my game in a lot of areas this year, whether that's defensively and then use my speed as well. So I think it was a really good year.
You know, you make that jump, you know, go from 17 to 18. How much of a difference did that make for you, just getting a little stronger, a little bit more mature, all that type of stuff? Like, did you feel that instantly this year?
Well, yeah, I think kind of over the past 2 years, I think it gives me a really good idea of, you know, what I need to improve on. And I think after my second year, I really kind of knew going into the summer what I really need to improve on for the next year. And I think as soon as I jumped into my third year, you know, you're a bit older, but I've improved in a lot of different areas, and I definitely noticed, like, that I was able to kind of create a lot more.
Okay, and if you were to, you know, you talk about some of the things that, you know, you needed to work on and get better at, what were some of the areas you focused on coming into this season?
Well, I think off-ice strength is a big thing for me, just being able to kind of get stronger. Helped me in a number of areas. I'd say it helped me in my shot, my speed. But, you know, a big thing for me is also just trying to to kind of play a good two-way game and be responsible defensively, but also play well offensively. And, you know, I thought I did a good job of that this year.
What are your, if you were to talk about your biggest strengths and when teams were asking you, like, hey, describe yourself as a player, what were the big strengths in your game?
I'd say the biggest strengths are my speed, just kind of being able to drive plays my speed. I'd say, like, my vision and my, like, playmaking as well. And then I'd also say my two-way play, just being able to be responsible and make good plays on both ends of the ice.
Is that type of game really important to you, that two-way game? Is that something, or how much do you take pride in that?
Well, I think it was really important for me just being able to kind of play both positions. I played center and wing, but yeah. I've been center for a while. Just being able to kind of be trusted by your coaches to be able to play in both ends has been super important for me, and I take a lot of pride in it.
So who are some of the players that you look up to? Who are some of the players that you kind of think your game might be modeled after in the NHL?
Well, the one player that I like to model my game after is Jesper Bratt on New Jersey.
Okay.
I think he's a really fast playmaker who shoots the puck well, but really uses his speed to drive the play. And I think we play similar games.
Do you see yourself more as a center, more as a winger? Like, do you have a preference there?
Well, I think I've been center for a while, but I think my coach JR on Mississauga, he wanted to play me on wing to kind of mix things up a bit this year, so NHL teams can kind of see me to play like both positions. And also just to learn both positions, because like as you go to the next level, like you're not always going to be able to play, like you have to play kind of all positions.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, being able to play winger, play on the wing really helped me to kind of create a lot of offense using my speed out wide. But yeah, I really enjoy playing both.
I was going to say, probably opens up a little bit
more
offensively, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just being able to kind of push the defenders back a lot, use my speed, kind of opens up a lot more passing or just chances in general.
And a little bit less in terms of that defensive responsibility, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how excited are you to get in a plane, another plane, and get yourself out to Calgary for development camp? Are you pretty ready for that?
I'm pumped. I'm super excited just to be able to go there. It's pretty soon, the development camp. So, yeah, I'm really excited to get started with them.
Has it been everything that you expected it to be, the draft experience? Has it been exactly how you would have wanted it?
Yeah, well, it's just been awesome. This whole week has been really cool, just such a cool experience. And then the draft as well has been just such a great experience. It's definitely been what I expected, but
hey,
it's been awesome.
Congratulations. Hey, welcome to the Calgary Flames.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks.